B-Pod Studios.
Before, without going any further, let's jump into all the takes with our friend Pat Egan. What's up there, Patrick?
Hello.
What do you have for us today, friend?
Hi, Pat. Well, the Phillies bullpen did it again last night. Not really surprising at this point, but it goes from bad to worse. JT Realmuto won't be available this weekend. Jean Segura left the game with an elbow injury. Probably won't be available for the doubleheader. They're down four infielders and clinging to the last playoff spot. Are they going to make it?
I'm really hoping that they don't, because I just want it to be over. And
no.
I want a better pick. Like, I just want it to be over. Like, as someone who does not have an emotional investment in this.
All right, Bobby Buzzkill.
Like, Bobby Buzz. Oh,
yeah, hate fun.
Yeah, okay, really? You want to watch that bullpen more?
The playoffs aren't fun?
The bullpen?
Are the playoffs fun?
No, they're not.
Oh,
Not these stupid.
Hit the hot take button.
No, not these stupid.
Hit the hot take
button. Let me make up for revenue lost in playoffs. No.
I don't care about all that. I just want to watch baseball. Afternoon playoff baseball.
The playoffs aren't fun.
So according to FanGraphs, they still have a 63.3% chance of making the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. It's not as cool as 69%, which was yesterday.
The second worst bullpen of all time still. And Matt Gelb from The Athletic pulled this one up yesterday.
Huh.
This is an amazing stat. He looked up the worst bullpens of all time.
Oh, cool.
Of the 13 all-time worst bullpens, guess how many in the history of baseball of those 13 the Phillies possess?
10.
Seven.
Seven? I did say it.
Seven of the 13 all-time worst bullpens in baseball history we can claim as ours. How about that?
When was their first worst bullpen? Does it give the years?
I don't have it in front of me.
1935.
There was a 30 in there, I think I saw.
All right.
That's when Stinky McElhattan couldn't hold it down.
Yeah. when the bullpen was termed in 1930.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than that, they were just pitchers.
That's amazing. Yeah, right. 7 of 13.
That's why they're the losingest team in baseball.
I'm not even mad. I'm like kind of impressed.
You're kind of impressed. Exactly. Another disappointing team is the Eagles. They're 0-1. But that probably wouldn't stop people from going tailgating.
Yeah, right.
The city, though, stepped in and said, actually, no, we're going to stop you from doing that. They're not allowing anyone really down in the stadium. How much of this is Fandemic Crew related?
All of it? Because they know if a couple of people show up to a Phillies games, the rest of the city will show up to Eagles games? I do like, people are tweeting me, and they're hitting me up on Twitter saying, you know what, just go down there and call yourself an encampment, and the mayor won't do anything about it.
Oh, jeez.
Zinger!
There you go.
That's a zinger! Love it!
They're not wrong. Are they wrong? They're not wrong.
No, and you had, there was some positive tests from fans or something at the
Kansas City
game. So now they had the quarantine. Yeah. So I agree with it. Why chance it? Don't give people the opportunity.
At this point, absolutely not.
And you know people would 1,000% go down and tailgate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, lock of locks.
They still might.
Now, cool moment yesterday. They announced during Thursday Night Football that Joe Buck will enter the Hall of Fame. He, along with his father, Jack Buck, become the first father-son duo to enter the Hall.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was. I don't know if you guys saw it. I was watching it live.
Okay.
And I think they surprised Joe Buck. Because they started it, and I think it was a total... That's how they announced. They put this package together, and they showed it, and Aikman spoke, and then they went to him, and he was like, oh, my God, I don't know what to say. So it was a really cool TV moment last night.
They've had a couple, because when Jimmy Johnson... when Jimmy Johnson made it to the Hall of Fame,
yes.
Troy Aikman was crying. And now, what, you said Joe Buck as well?
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, well deserved.
Special moments. I like Joe Buck.
I love Joe Buck.
I think most educated sports fans like Joe Buck.
I think
most hoagie mouths hate Joe Buck.
But as I always say, and this is a line that I'm bastardizing from Michael Ian Black, the comedian, who says this about entertainers, the exotic dancers. He goes, if you think the stripper likes you, put it this way. If you think the hometown, the national announcer hates your team, that's the same impulse as the guy that goes to the strip club and thinks she really likes me.
Whoa. Destiny told me that I was her type.
Her favorite, yeah.
And we'll move on now.
How many years do you think Buck and Aikman have been together?
12?
17?
I'm going to say 15 years.
19 years.
Wow!
Because they said it last night, and I was shocked. And Buck, that Joe Buck has been doing baseball for 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, if you're a Jimmy Butler fanboy like myself, you're loving what's going on, especially because it's happening to the Celtics, who appear to be imploding. After the game, Marcus Smart apparently went off and could be heard loudly just ripping his teammates, saying, "You guys are into some bleep," throwing things. God, you just love to see it.
I love to see it. I love everything about it. It makes me very happy to know that the Celtics are terrible. But not, I mean, obviously the Sixers got swept out, so much room do we have to talk? But it's still fun to watch them suck at basketball.
We're doing it now. We have room during all the takes. That's why I brought it up.
But I will continue to take this. This will be my take on Jimmy Butler throughout this entire time. When we look back on this process, whatever happens, if it doesn't come to fruition with a championship or perennial contender, the Jenga piece that was the one that made everything else fall was Jimmy Butler leaving Philadelphia.
It hurts. It still hurts.
And not choosing him over a coach that might have been able to come out here and make it all work. Maybe Ben Simmons developing his game further so it wasn't as bad spacing-wise. But ultimately, Jimmy Butler was exactly what this team needed.
When the Phillies went to the bullpen last night, I instead watched Jimmy Butler's Sixers highlights with "I Will Remember You" blasting in the background until, you know, my wife
yelled
at me.
Is that two for two? Is that 2 days in a row with "I Will Remember You" references?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Is everything going on in your life all right?
No personal questions. The Stanley Cup is set, though. Hey, that's cool, right? The Lightning versus the Stars. Who do you think will take it?
I got to go with the Lightning, I guess, in this one, unfortunately.
I'll be honest. I haven't seen enough of the Stars to know anything. So I'll go with the Lightning.
They have a guy named Brett Hull.
I'm telling you right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Madonna looks better than ever. He just looks great. Is Lindros still playing for them?
Eddie Belfour is, though.
Eddie Belfour.
Yeah, he looks good between the pipes. All right, now, the Bengals lost to the Browns last night, which was a theme for them last season, and that cost one Cincy fan a tough go of it. So on ESPN Plus, I don't know how many of you guys have this, there's a show called Better Days, and an episode dropped yesterday about a guy named Jeff from Cincy.
I saw this.
He's a restaurant owner and a diehard Bengals fan. Now, last season, Jeff thought the Bengals would be decent, but after they got smoked against the Steelers in Week 3, he made an offhanded comment saying that if they lost next week to the Cardinals, who, if you remember, were starting a rookie quarterback, then he would sleep on the roof of his place until the Bengals won a game. Well, the Bengals lost. And here's the crazy part.
What?
He goes, "All right, you know, I was just kind of joking around." No. All of his friends, including his wife, made him get up on the roof. And he was making excuses like, "Well, I don't have a tent." No, someone brought a tent for him. "Well, I have no way to get up there." Someone brought a cherry picker. So up on the roof he goes. His tent blows away the first day, and it's raining out.
Ugh.
So he ended up spending 57 days on the roof of his restaurant until they finally beat the Jets long into the season. He spent Thanksgiving dinner on the roof of his restaurant.
Mm.
The poor guy, but you can check it out on ESPN Plus.
He gained 40 pounds.
40 pounds, yeah. Because
everybody was bringing him, like, wings and pizza and stuff like that.
At first, he was just eating the restaurant food, but after a while, kept bringing him food, including Campbell's. They brought him a whole thing of soup. So who doesn't love soup, right?
I love a nice soup.
But what's the worst bet that you guys have lost?
Oh, wow. Because
that's got to be it for old Jeff and Cincy.
Well, I know our friend Kevin Agandi lost a bet. Did you see this?
He did, yeah.
Not to change the subject, but he had to wear an Islanders jersey with his name on the back.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Because he made a bet with an Islander. Mm. I think somebody, I think it was
Marcellus Wiley.
Was that who it was?
I believe so.
Okay. So that happened. He had a lot of... Trying to think. I've honestly been in embarrassing bets. I haven't had to, like...
Even, like, a tough bet. A tough bet that
I
lost that
in
bet.
College, I made the Super Bowl Patriots-Eagles bet. Ooh. And had to wear a Patriots jersey around campus.
The first monetary bet I ever made, this is no kidding, I bet the Mets to beat the Red Sox in the 1986 World Series.
Did you really?
Yes.
How much did you win on that?
Or no, I'm sorry, the other way. I had the Red Sox beating, I lost. Yes.
Buckner!
Yes, Bill Buckner.
And how much did Bill Buckner cost you?
It was pretty penny for a 22-year-old. Or 18-year-old.
What about $4? $5?
In 1986, too. Factor in inflation.
Yeah, inflation's tough. Yeah. All right, and then today in history, I'm going to warn you, wasn't great. All right, we'll start out with your favorite. birthdays.
Got it.
Scotty Bowman's birthday, legendary NHL head coach, along with former Phillies disaster Ryan Sandberg. It's his birthday.
I don't like either of those people.
Yeah, don't wish him. Well, you don't like Scotty Bowman?
Why would I? What's why would with? I like Scotty Bowman? Why would I like Scotty Bowman? Like,
maybe the most successful coach ever.
Yeah, like what? Who dislikes
for another
Scotty
team?
Bowman?
Yeah, me
for a team that ruined the Flyers.
Yeah, 1997.
Oh, the 97. Man. That's it.
They ruined my friend Monica's eighth grade graduation.
It wasn't
party
him
when we graduated eighth grade.
It was the five Russians who ruined Monica's graduation party. Yeah. It's also former Sixers legend Tony Kukoc's birthday.
Hey,
number 7, right? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
7-time Tour de France winner Lance Armstrong's birthday, asterisk.
Screw
though.
That guy.
Yeah, what the hell?
Hey, he did a lot of good work for cancer research, all right? It's a layoff. And we've got Rick Pitino's birthday. Cue it up, Jamie.
Oh, God.
That's right. Rick Pitino loves a good Italian restaurant.
Oh, jeez.
A little pasta prematura.
Huh? There it is. It's Ricky B's.
Celebration to the Mambo like a crazy man.
The Iona? Yeah, the Iona head coach is probably enjoying a nice Olive Garden, maybe.
What?
Who knows? If you want to get classic with the Italian food, you go Olive Garden. Because when you're here, you're family. And then in Rick Pitino's case, it's more ways than one.
First off, you've embarrassed yourself on this day in history. Okay, go ahead. What else you got?
It was the first game where the Mighty Ducks were introduced. They played the first preseason game.
Can we just keep Dino going for the rest of this?
No, because you're going to be singing it the rest of the
game. Yeah, nobody wants that.
First off, I will say I do like the Rosemary Clooney version just a little bit better than the
And then Ken Burns baseball premiered on PBS. Oh, look at your face turn all of a sudden.
Look at you.
All of a sudden.
All right.
All of a sudden, we turn this thing around. We did a whole 360, if
I'm
you will,
it.
As Jason Kidd would say. All right, what did I
feel really awkward right now.
What did I miss?
The big thing on this day in history is that the cornerstone, I believe, to the White House was...
You mean the cornerstone
that they
haven't found?
That's right, they haven't found it, yeah.
Yeah, you think
they don't know what happened to it. Did they check the corner?
You would think, right?
That
would be obvious.
That's right.
But
George Washington laid down that cornerstone.
Coming in all the takes thinking I don't know stuff. Like I'm not a Renaissance man.
How many goals did Mike Modano have this year, seriously?
He only had 12.
He was
down
great.
Here.
Wasn't it his sister that's a really good hockey player, too?
Is that
Modano?
You're thinking of Granato.
Oh, Granato.
Tony Granato, who is the head coach of the University of Wisconsin.
Oh, is that where he is?
Good knowledge by you. Yeah,
I believe he was really also a 99 speed on the LA Kings in NHL Hockey 94.
He was dominant. So yeah, and they're both in the USA Hockey Hall of Fame. Tony and Tammy.
That's right.
You think I just get segments for my good looks? No. Come on.
Thank you.
I'm 12.
Thank you.
And
Patrick.
That is all it takes.
There we go.
You could do better than that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.